All right, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. Here it is, Saturday, the 18th of July. Glad to be here with you. It is. We got through the 4th of July. We got through some of the heat. Still not real comfortable, but we're getting there. You know, it's summertime. It's Michigan, so we take what we get. We don't have to shovel this weather.
Yeah.
Although it's so heavy, I wouldn't want to be shoveling anything out there, or so heavily with humidity, I wouldn't want to be out there shoveling right now anyway. But yeah. This segment of the show is brought to you by, this is the Gunsmith Show, of course, brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Reliable's a licensed builder, extraordinary, just does phenomenal deck work, garages, additions, remodeling the outside of your house, everything to do with the outside of your house, he'll take care of it. And even like hot tub rooms, additions to your home.
Yeah.
Just outstanding job. 810-429-6957, licensed and insured here in the state of Michigan and local. Down-to-earth guy who helps me support the Second Amendment as often as possible. So, and Jake, you've used him a lot, just like I have.
We have.
Happy with everything
he's done.
Very
happy with everything he's done.
Yep. So I've been relying on Reliable for a lot of years. Jeremy White's the guy. You'll get a hold of him at 810-429-6957. And I get more requests for his number. Apparently, I don't say it clear or something. People say, can I get that number again? I'll get a text on Saturday mornings. And I send the people the text. So now we've been talking about the 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum for pretty much this whole show so far. And it's not going to stop now because we have more to talk about. It's a little lever action company called Bighorn Armory.
Yes.
Now, it's pretty impressive. And it's got an amazing array of custom guns. You know, it's kind of like when you talk about shotguns, you say, oh, I got a Kohler, you know, I might have a Beretta, or, you know, you got high-end names. Well, that's the high-end name in lever-action guns is Bighorn Armory. It's not a Marlin. It's not a Winchester. It's not a Henry. It's a Bighorn Armory. They are truly custom guns.
Yes.
So with custom guns, you get options that you don't get in other guns, like the 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum. This is a beast. So what are some of the things that Bighorn Armory does to these guns to make them so special?
Yeah, so Bighorn Armory took a, let's say, they kind of took this as the basis. And so the Bighorn Model 89s are these lever actions that they've produced. They're made out of Cody, Wyoming. The Bighorn 89, it's kind of how they describe it, halfway between a Winchester 1886 and 45-70 and a Winchester 1892 and, you know, your handgun calibers. They said since it's kind of halfway between the size of each of those, they call it a Model 89.
Makes sense.
Makes sense, right? These are, again, American-made, strong, lever-action rifles with a tremendous amount of options. And the thing, like you just said, about having a custom rifle, you can buy this rifle as it comes right from the factory.
Yeah.
Or you can say, hey, I want this. I want this. I want this. Oh, I wanted a takedown option.
Yeah.
Where it goes into two pieces. That's an option as well. So
that's nice when you're traveling.
When you're traveling, you know, backpacking.
Flying someplace and you put it in a smaller case. Because for some reason, a lot of those long gun cases seem to get broken half in airports.
Yes.
There's some anti-gun people that work in airports. I'm telling you, we got to change the way of thinking. But anyways,
now
I digress.
Yeah, so you're fine. You're fine. So Bighorn Armory offers a ton of options. Standard one is an 18-inch barrel. They have a tactical version, if you are so inclined.
No way.
It's a 16-inch threaded barrel with muzzle brake. You know, it's a tactical-looking gun. The takedown, I think, is cool. But the standard 1889 or Model 89 comes with the rear aperture sight. This is
It's a classic-looking lever action.
It really is.
It's beautiful.
Your list price is starting right around $3,000.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you just think back to the days of old when we read Mack Bolan novels. If Mack Bolan was around today and he wanted a bad lever-action rifle...
Oh, it would have been this.
This would have been the gun he would have had.
This is, you know, how the 444 took the 60s and 70s by storm.
Yeah.
This has taken the 2000s, I think, by storm.
Yeah.
And this is truly a...
What a beast of a gun.
It really is.
It's a 50 caliber lever action rifle.
You know, and I know back in the day, yes, I think Petrosoli still makes like 5110s and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But this is an actual thing.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing also that Bighorn lets you do is, like I said, you can build it. You can select what you want the wood to look like. You can do all the customizations. And let's say, you know, you're like, you know, I love the 500, but I already have a 460. Well, the Model 90 from Bighorn comes in the 460.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's what first I'm like, well, that's cool because it fires the 460, the 454, and the 45 Colt.
Yeah. So it's got like specials, right? Yeah. From the factory you can get for it.
The 500 Magnum, of course, you have that with the 500 Special as well.
Yes.
So that is an option. But for the most part, your standard Model 89 from Bighorn Armory, you're starting around $3,000. If you want to get down to the takedown options, which is an engineering incredible thing,
yeah,
you're another 1,000.
That's just amazing. They're beautiful, though.
And then there's the other tactical
ones. The dark ones with models. They call them Black Thunders.
The giant muzzle brakes on them.
Yeah.
You know, you can have them Cerakoted to whatever you want them to be.
Yep.
You can do anything and everything to these, really. Full Picatinny rail on the top. I mean, there's a lot of things Bighorn Armory lets you do. This is truly, I would consider, an heirloom gun.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of heirloom, back years ago, you and I had a really good talk with Joe Rundell once on a radio show. Yep. Joe Rundell was a famous engraver. Famous engraver from the Flint area. He did all those bronze statues and everything for
Downtown Flint.
Well, anyways, Joe was telling us that day, and he's now gone. He's deceased. So with Joe telling us about the custom work he did on some of these guns.
Yeah.
He would get them in the white and do a full engraving on them, send them to Bighorn Armory to finish bluing them the way they wanted to be blued.
Yep.
And just beautiful guns. But, you know, and he talked about how remarkable they were, that they were very, very well-made guns.
Yes.
So, but with well-made guns, you're going to pay for it. You know, there's a price to pay for it.
They're standard Chevy pickups. And then you can do the High Countries or whatever.
You can go to a 2500 HD.
Like what this is, right? Yeah. This is your 3/4 ton massive 4-wheel drive truck. And it's about, I don't know, probably 2 monthly payments of that truck.
So, exactly. So if you need to write off a payment, this is where you do it. Now, what do you think, what's the base sticker price on one of these things? What does it start at?
Starts right around $3,000.
Around?
Right, it's MSRP is like $29.99.
You know, like when I talked to my wife and I said, well, it cost about $3,000.
Yeah.
And it's $39.95 about $3,000? And she looks at me with the evil eye. But anyways, so they start about $3,000 and then they go up to sky's the limit.
I think really the sky's the limit because you can do custom and custom and custom.
Yeah, you probably get into the $15,000-$20,000 range, I would imagine.
But let's say, all right, I don't have that type of money, which I totally understand, but I still want a 500. Well, you're in luck. Because the new Thompson Center Arms has started making the Katadin rifles.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Encore series, and they call these barrels the Katadin rifles.
Right.
They're 20-inch fluted barrels and a tremendous amount of options.
Yeah.
You know, your 360 Buckhammers, your 400s, 450 Bushmaster, 4570s,
460s. Even 35 Wayland,
isn't it? I know, which I like that.
Yeah.
But they do make a 500 Smith & Wesson stainless steel single-shot Encore setup.
Wow.
Now, here's the cool thing. It is threaded if you want to put a suppressor on it.
Yeah.
And Silencer Shop has a lot of interesting options for that you can order in.
No kidding.
There's a lot of 50 caliber suppressors out there, oddly enough. It's 11/16 by 24 threading. 1 in 20 twist on this barrel.
Wow.
1 in 20. So, and list price.
That's the same as a 450 Bushmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now the barrel itself is $435. You're gonna have to buy the Encore rifle setup the way these go. You know, the receiver and the barrel are separate.
Right.
You're probably into this for less than or right around $1,000. Because then you gotta put a scope on it, your sights.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't come with sights. So you gotta put a scope on it.
You've gotta do that setup. But it is certainly an option to look at and think about. So
now,
and then let's say, that's something to look forward to. And let's say one day you're just perusing online, you're walking through your local hardware store that sells guns, and you realize, wait a minute, H&R, Harrington & Richardson.
Oh, if you can find one.
In the early 2000s, made the single-shot handy rifle, also in 500 Magnum.
That would be a heck
of a way to go.
That would be a nice way to find one, because those are very sturdy guns.
They are.
And, you know, they're simple. They're effective. It probably has a recoil pad on it.
Yeah.
Which would be handy.
Yeah.
But they're nice rifles. I had one of these in 44 Magnum, a lot of fun. I had a couple of handy rifles, and I had one in 35 Whalen. I had one in 30-06.
Yep.
Those were fun guns to shoot.
I really miss them because it was a, and I know other brands making now. CVA's making them, and what's the other one?
Well, CVA's the one, oh, and the company out of South America.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Rossi, I think.
That's
so people are still making them in these calibers, which is nice because it was a very affordable way for people to get into a hunting rifle.
Right.
And I appreciated that. And I very good had to talk about that last rifle. Week. Yeah,
plus
great
it's
starter rifle.
Pretty safe because you got one barrel, one bullet, one hammer to cock.
Yep.
So it's not like you can misfire and shoot 17 times because you put a 20-round mag in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's
your FRT triggers aren't going to work on these.
No, you don't need an FRT trigger on this.
So keep an eye out for these. Or if you have, maybe you have a 500 Magnum, tell us about it or get on our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show. Go to The Gunsmith Show on Facebook. Share with us your 500 Magnum, or maybe you've hunted with one, or you have one, or you have a horror story or a great story.
Yeah. Hopefully you still got the end of your finger.
Hopefully your fingers are still intact.
Yeah.
At least from this. So, again, that's our Facebook page is The Gunsmith Show. Our website is thegss.com.
Yep.
And also our email is shooter@thegss.com, where you can send us comments, questions, topics you want to see covered on upcoming shows, all of those things and more all at one space.
Thanks, Mark and Bob and all and Steve, the guys that send us notes on a regular basis, give us feedback on our show. We appreciate feedback. We're here for you. We want to bring you topics you want to hear about every week. So help us do that and give us feedback. We'd love to have it.
Absolutely.
So we got one more segment of the show coming up today, and it's our Williams Gunsight segment. So we're going to talk about some awesome used guns at Williams Gunsight, or maybe clearance guns that they have there too. So we'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show. So hang on tight.